so choose. For you, Wulfgar, the road to warrior's rest, and the children and friends you knew among your tribe who had predeceased you, or have died in the years since you entered Iruladun. A place of honor is there for you, I am sure. For you, my father, dwarf home, and your seat beside Moradin, and a grand seat it will be, for you have sat upon the throne of Gontalgrim, and have been touched by his favor and power. For you, Regis, the green fields, and more to roam in the ways of Brandoberus. And know that I will find you there when I am no more of this world, and Drizzt will find us both, for the deep wilds of Mialiki touch the green fields.
What are ye saying, girl? Brunner asked. Are we dead or ain't we?
We are, Regis answered. But we don't have to be.
Or we can be, Wulfgar stated coldly, almost angrily. As is the way of the world, natural and right.
He met Catibree's stare without blinking, without bending.
I lived a good life, a long life. I have known children, I have buried children.
No doubt they are all dead now, Catibree admitted. Even had they been blessed with your longevity, for many decades have passed on Toril since you entered Iruladun.
Wulfgar winced at that, and seemed near panic or rage at that moment, digesting the almost incomprehensible truth.
Nothing is demanded of you, of us, any of us, Catibree said to them all. The goddess intervened for the sake of her favored Drizzt, but will not take from us our choice. I am her messenger here, nothing more.
But yourself's going back, Brunner said.
Catibree smiled and nodded.
Well, if you're going back to be born as a baby, then you ain't to be much help to Drizzt, I'm thinking, said Brunner. Not for many the year.
Again she nodded.
The sundering is not yet upon the world of Toril. I expect, then, that the time of Drizzt's peril is not yet upon him.
So you're to go back and grow up all over again? Brunner asked incredulously. And where might ye be?
Catibree shrugged.
Anywhere, she admitted. I will be born of human parents, though in Waterdeep or Kalimport, Thay or Sembia, Icewind Dale or the Moonshays. I cannot say, for it is yet to be known. To be reborn into the great cycle is to fly free in spirit until you are found and bound within a suitable womb.
When druids reincarnate, they can come back as different races, as animals even,
Regis remarked.
Am I to leave the forest to become a little rabbit, scampering away from wolves and hawks?
You will be a halfling, born of halfling parents, Catibree promised. That would surely be more in the way of Mialiki, and more in accordance with Mialiki's demands.
What good might ye be to Drizzt as a rabbit, ye dolt? Brunner asked.
Maybe he's hungry,
Regis replied with a shrug. Brunner sighed against the halfling's sly grin, but the dwarf turned more serious again, obviously so, as he spun back on his beloved daughter. He breathed hard and tried to speak, but shook his head, defeated by emotion.
I cannot do it,
he said suddenly, and he choked upon the words.
I had me day and found me rest.
He seemed almost frantic, and looked at Catibree with eyes rimmed with moistness.
I earned me way to Moradin's seat, and so dwarf home's waitin'.
Catibree stepped aside and motioned to the pond.
The road is there.
And what'll me girl think of me then, Brunner the coward?
Catibree laughed, but sobered quickly and rushed to throw a great hug upon Brunner.
There is no judgment in this choice, she whispered into his ear. And she let herself then slip into the dwarvish accent she used to carry when she was very young and living in the battle-hammered tunnels beneath Kelvin's cairn.
Mita, your girl'll e'er love ye, and not e'er forget ye.
She hugged him tighter, and Brunner returned the grip tenfold, crushing Catibree against him. Then abruptly, he pushed her back to arm's length, the tears now rolling down his hairy cheeks.
You're going back to Faerûn.
I am indeed.
To help Drizzt.
To help him, so I pray. to love him once more, so I pray, to live beside him until I am no more, so I pray. The deep wild awaits, eternally so, and Mieliki is a patient hostess. I'm going back,
Regis stated flatly, surprising them all and turning every eye toward him. The halfling didn't melt under those curious looks.
Drizzt would go back for me,
he explained. And he said no more and crossed his arms over his small chest and set his jaw firmly. Catti Bree offered him a warm smile.
Then we will meet again, alive, so I hope.
Oh, by the iron balls of Clangadin,
Brunner huffed. He hopped back from Catti Bree and put his hands on his hips.
Beardless?
He asked. Catti Bree smiled, seeing all too clearly where this was heading.
Bah!
The dwarf grumbled and spun away.
Let's be going, then. And if we're to be landing all around Faerun, then where are we to meet, and how are we to know, and what?
In the night of the spring equinox in your 21st year,
Catti Bree answered.
The night of Mieliki, in a place we all know well.
Brunner stared at her. Regis stared at her. Wolfgar stared at her. The gaze of all three burned into her, so many questions spinning, so much left to ask. And yet none of it, they all knew, possible to answer.
Brunner's climb, she said. Kelvin's cairn in Icewind Dale, on the night of the spring equinox. There we will join anew, if we have not found each other previously.
No!
Wolfgar stated flatly behind her, and she turned around to see the big man step farther into the pond. His stern visage softened under the gazes of his three friends.
I cannot, he said quietly.
He lowered his eyes and shook his head.
My days beside you, I treasure, he told them. And know that I did love you once,
he said to Catti Bree directly.
But I gained a life beyond our time, back in my homeland with my people, and there I found love and family anew. They are gone now, all of them.
His voice trailed off, and he pointed to the pond, and he was pointing toward Warrior's Rest, they all knew, the promised heaven of his god, Tempus.
They await. My wife, my children, forgive me.
There is nothing to forgive,
Catti Bree said. And both Brunner and Regis echoed the sentiment.
There is no debt to be repaid here. Mieliki would offer the choice to